Chapter 3, verse 17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. Matthew 24, 42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Amen. Mark chapter 12. He said, watch ye therefore, verse 35, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at cock crowing, or in the morning, lest he coming suddenly and find you sleeping. Verse 37, and what I say unto you, I say unto all, say all, say all. How many's all? Is that all of us? He said, what I say unto you, I say unto all. Say all again.
All.
Watch. Say watch.
Watch.
Say watch.
Watch.
All watch.
All.
All watch.
All.
Ooh, looks like God's made all of us watchmen tonight, hasn't he? Amen. Watchmen. That's what I'm preaching about. For about the next 15 minutes or so. Amen. I have made thee a watchman. The question is tonight, what if we don't watch? What if there's a whole generation don't watch? Amen. Then there'll be nobody else watching. Because there's nobody set the example for anybody else. They have not set the tenor for watching. There is no expedient for watching. There's no urgency for watching. Daddy didn't watch. Mama didn't watch. Therefore, son and daughter don't watch. Grandson and granddaughter don't watch. Great-grandson and great-granddaughter don't watch. Amen. And here we come right up to the coming of the Lord, and nobody's watching. You say, I watched 40 years ago, but it didn't come, so I quit watching. That's bad. If you don't watch, the next generation won't watch. Amen. Glory to God. We need a generation of watchmen, praise God. We need some folks, praise God, to get out that spiritual telescope and turn it toward the sky and watch. Praise God. Amen. And Josh, go up there and sit by your dad. Amen. And sit by your dad. Amen. Glory to God. And Dad, I want you to watch through this telescope here for a while. Praise God. And there's son, he sees his dad watching. Amen. And after a while, he's going to wonder what he's watching for. And he's going to reach for that. Say, let me look, Dad. Amen. Let me watch. And the first thing you know, amen, son will be watching. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes. And then grandson, after a while, he'll be wondering what his dad and his grandpa was watching for. He said, let me look through them. Did you ever see anybody looking through a set of binoculars and you just couldn't hardly wait to get a hold of them and see what they're watching? Amen. You just got to explain it. Hey, he's doing so and so. Man, that's doing such and such and so. Man, he's going so and so. Let me look. Let me look. Let me look. Amen. If somebody else is looking, it makes you want to look too, don't it? Amen. If mama's watching, daughter might watch. She might see the urgency of watching. Amen. Just because he didn't come 2,000 years ago, the disciples didn't quit watching. The apostles didn't quit watching. Their successors didn't quit watching. And those after them didn't quit watching. Praise God. Why did miracles die down? Amen. Because somebody quit practicing the power of God. Once you quit practicing the power of God, first thing you know, it'll be a whole generation come along and say, God's not doing that anymore. Why? Because Daddy wasn't doing it. And Grandpa wasn't doing it. And Great-Grandpa wasn't. A whole 3 or 4 or 5 generations have passed by. Amen. And nobody has faith. And that's why Jesus said, howbeit, when he cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Why? Because nobody's believing. Mama's too busy. Daddy's too busy. Amen. They send their children to the daycare and the teacher's too busy. And they're not watching. They're not talking about the coming of the Lord. They're not talking about faith. They're not talking about God doing miracles. They're not talking about the wonders of the Bible and a wonder-working God. Amen. No, nobody is watching. What if we don't watch? It's dangerous. Amen. How many times have I tried to explain something to somebody and say, I wasn't raised that way? That don't make any difference. You need to set a precedence. Amen. Hey, if I'd have went by the way I was raised, I'd have died lost too. If I'd have went like most of my family went, amen, my uncles went, amen, I'd probably died with lung cancer too from smoking so much. Amen. I'd probably died prematurely too. Amen. But hallelujah, I set a precedent. When there wasn't nobody saved in my family, amen, I got out by the backwards, praise God, and I started watching for the coming of the Lord. Amen. And I watched so much that after a while, some of my family started watching. They said, I'd like to have what? Let me have them binoculars. Let me look through them. Amen. And they said, I'd like to have what he's got. Amen. But if we don't watch, nobody gonna want what we got. We don't talk about Jesus. We don't talk about the coming of the Lord. Amen. Our children won't talk about Jesus. Our children won't talk about the coming of the Lord. Amen. We don't talk about prophecy and the wonderful things in God's Word. Oh, we don't want to talk about prophecy. That's divisive. That's division. Well, let it be so then. Amen. Let's talk about it anyway. Oh, we need to tear revelations out of the Bible because people's divided on it. No, no, no. Jesus said, blessed are those that keep the sayings of this book. But if any man take away from the words of this prophecy, from him shall his part be taken away from the Lamb's book of life. Anybody adds to the words of this prophecy, to him shall be added the plagues that are written in this book. Amen. We need to talk about it for our own safety. We need to teach it for our own safety. We need to explain it. We need to make it clear. We need to tell our children, and tell them why we're watching. Amen. Why should we watch? Because he said to watch. Well, I mean, that was the apostles, but he said, and what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Amen. How many in this church you think supposed to be watching? You think all of us ought to be watching? You mean not just mama's supposed to be watching? Huh? Amen. How many went out of Egyptian bondage? Would Moses leave the children in Egyptian bondage like Pharaoh wanted him to and take the old folks and go out and offer sacrifice to the Lord? Amen. No! Moses wouldn't leave a hoof behind. Amen. He wouldn't leave any of them behind. Praise God. Well, We think, well, it's all right for the dads and the moms to go to church and be serious about religion, but our children, they need to wait till they grow up and make a decision on their own. Amen. They'll go to hell. You abandon your children to that, they'll split hell wide open. They won't see the necessity of watching. Amen. Amen. Just as soon as the children get big enough to know anything, praise God, you ought to say, help me watch. Praise God. The story of the little Dutch boy and his sister, you know, the children were taught in the Dutch lands where they had taken the sea away from the land away from the sea, built their dikes and built their windmills and pumped out the sea, amen, and planted crops and gardens and flowers, amen, and houses where the sea once stood, amen. But the dikes were very important. And so they taught even the children to watch for leaks. One day the little Dutch boy and his sister was walking along from school and they noticed a leak in the dike, a very small leak. And the boy ran up because he was watching. He was taught to watch. Our children need to be taught to watch. Our young folks need to be taught to watch. Amen. And he stuck his hand in the hole in the dike and told his sister, run and warn the village. Praise God. And as the water, amen, dripped down his elbows, he held back the water. All it needed was to get started. And the hole soon got bigger and bigger and bigger because there's a lot of pressure behind it. A whole ocean was behind it. Amen. But when the leak was small, it was time to plug the dike. And he used his own hand to plug the dike. Praise God. The church tonight is standing like the little Dutch boy. The preachers of today, what few holders preachers are, they're like sticking their finger in a hole in the dike. And there's so many leaks, it don't seem like there's enough of us to do the job. Amen. But we keep a trying and we warn the people, praise God. Warn the village. We need help. And the villagers come and they put sandbags in and they strengthen the dikes and they stop the leak. But just a little neglect, it would be too late for the village. The sea would reclaim the land. Amen. The tide would reclaim their homes. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. What? If we don't watch, tonight if we watch, we season the church for the future. If we don't care, the next generation will care less. And the next generation will care less. And the next one won't care at all. It won't take long, amen, until they say, well, our forefathers used to tell us about how that our forefathers used to worship in such and such a way, and nobody will have the audacity to say, why don't we do that now? Amen. Hallelujah. Until God raises up a brand new generation, a new reformer, one person standing alone, maybe, like Luther. Praise God. One person. Hallelujah, that'll dare to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. So by watching, we season the church of the future, praise God. If we're ready and watching, we've got a chance to get somebody else ready. But if we're not ready and watching, we ain't got a chance. Oh, we might by our prowess, we might by our, amen, wits. We might by our education. We might be taught, amen, how to win friends and influence people and get a following. But so what if they've just got religion? They just belong to a church and they're not watching. Amen. Harold Jones was a Sunday school teacher in the Methodist Church there on North Main Street in Barberville, Kentucky, right down the street from me. Amen. Harold Jones was my insurance agent. We talked about these things many times. Amen. We talked about knowing whether you're saved or not. Praise God. And I said, we've got to have an experience with God until we know that we're saved. If Jesus comes in the next 10 minutes. And he looked at me real serious. And Harold said, you think anybody knows that? Here's a teacher, Sunday school teacher, in a Methodist church, and he don't know himself whether he's ready to meet God or not. He's been taught, he's been educated, he's been sprinkled. Amen. He's a Sunday school teacher, but he don't know whether he's ready to meet God or not. Amen. And furthermore, he don't think anybody knows that. The Bible said, examine yourselves. See whether you be in Christ, except you be reprobates. Amen. Know in your own selves whether you be in Christ, except you be reprobates. Praise God. He said, there's a crown of life laid up for me, but not for me only, but for all them that love his appearing. Can you love his appearing and not know it? Can you love his appearing and not know it? Can you love his appearing and not know you love his appearing? Well, obvious answer to that question is no. If you love his appearing, you know you love his appearing. Hallelujah. And you're watching. You're watching. He said, you see these things begin to come to play, lift up your heads and rejoice. You know why a lot of churches are not rejoicing? They don't see nothing. They don't know nothing. They just got religion. And religion's popular. Religion's in vogue. Amen. Religion is the thing. It's good for business. Amen. Religion, after all, as an aunt by marriage said, she was a Catholic, said, you might need it sometime. And that's why some people hang on to religion. They might need it sometime. Praise God. If we're ready and watching, others will be ready also. Amy Semple McPherson was a young lady with many heartaches. And she finally answered the call to preach the gospel. With no place to preach, she went out to the streets without a crowd. Amen. And since she could not get a crowd, amen, she got right out in the middle of the sidewalk and stood there looking up. And people came by wondering what that young lady's looking at. And people came by and they began to look too. And pretty soon she had a big crowd. They was wondering what in the world she was looking at. What's wrong with her? And after she got a pretty good crowd, Amy McPherson began to preach to them. And thus she started her ministry and rocked her world for God. Praise God. Yes, wrought miracles, signs and wonders for the glory of God. And God might have used that young girl. God needs people to watch if he has to use a woman. I'll tell you, if men won't watch, the women will. If men and women won't watch, God will raise up a child and put them both to shame. Praise God, somebody's going to watch. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to read in the Bible and tremble. Somebody's going to read the book like Bunyan did and tremble. Praise God, and Pilgrim's Progress. And they're going to want something from God. Hallelujah. Somebody, though just a child like Jeremiah, amen, they're going to watch. Somebody like Isaiah, going to watch. Amen. Even though he says, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? Amen. He said, he called to me out of Seir. Amen. The morning cometh, and also the night. Amen. If ye will return, return and come. The watchman saw the morning and the night. Amen. If you don't see anything, you haven't got a story to tell. If you don't see anything, you haven't got a message to preach. If you don't see anything, you haven't got the unction to preach it. But if you got a vision, you can scream to the top of your voice, Run! 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 Amen. Praise God. He told Habakkuk, write the vision. Make it plain that he may run that readeth it. Praise God. I'll get on my watch, he said, and I'll see what he's got to say when I'm reproved of him. Praise God. Oh, watchman. Amen. If you don't see something, you haven't got anything to tell. If you don't see something, the story's mute. Amen. Nobody else will see anything. Hey, but if you see it, don't be ashamed to tell it. We need some watchmen. Yeah. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Amen. But where there's a vision, we've got a chance. Our children's got a chance. Our grandchildren's got a chance. If mama keeps a vision, if daddy keeps a vision. I don't know who won the Super Bowl. I'm a little bit curious. Amen. But I don't know. I didn't have time. Amen. Praise God to find out. Glory to God. I ain't watching that. Praise God. I got to be ready. I got to be watching. I got to be looking for Jesus. When he comes again, stand with me. Amen. Father God in heaven, you said unto all of us to watch. You didn't leave anybody out. Oh God, I pray for the sake of the future of the church. Oh Lord, that they'll hear the admonition of the Son of God that said, watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house doth come. At even, or midnight, or cock crowing, or morning, lest he coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all. And that includes us. In 1997, all watch. Oh Lord, give us a vision. Restore lost vision. Bring back, Lord God, that clarity of vision. Help us to see the fact of the soon coming of the Lord, and that the time is at hand. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Holly sang, let's come. It starts by watching in prayer. It starts by watching unto prayer. That's how good we're supposed to watch. We watch and pray. We watch unto prayer. We watch with prayer. We watch by and through prayer.